Well, I'm sure they are. We haven't practiced the last couple of days, so this is the first day we're going to go back to work. And, you know, there's some things we want to get done this week, and then Sunday really begins the preparation for game week. But I think a couple of days off was good, mentally and physically, to kind of freshen them up a little bit. This is an important week academically for school, just to try to get caught up and get ahead, because they're going to be missing 3.5 days next week.
So an importance to keep them focused on not just being happy to get to this point?
Well, I don't think you're ever happy just to get to this point. I think you're satisfied that you had a great weekend and you're going to get an opportunity to play in the Frozen Four. It just doesn't happen, you know, every day. So when you get there, you want to try to take advantage of it.
And the pressure is building all year to get there. Now that you achieve that, does some of that pressure leave the team? Do they relax a little bit now that they know they've made it to this point?
Well, I hope not, because if that's the case, we won't be very successful. You know, you have to have that. We know we're playing a great team, that's for sure, in our first semifinal game. And, you know, the guys are, like all four teams, you're not going there just to go to Florida, and you're going there to try to win it.
You've had title teams before that have won with great defensemen that dictate play for you, that chip in offensively. We saw that against North Dakota. Do you feel that this group of defensemen can be like some of those in the past for you?
Well, they're going to. We need them to chip in. It's a young group. There's no seniors back there and one junior, so it is not the most experienced group, but they've been able to kind of to plug along as year has gone on. And I think their steadiness the depth back there, we don't have to rely on any one set to carry us. They're three pretty balanced sets, but, you know, they have their good days and bad days, and, you know, next week we need them to have their great day.
Your team has been in so many one-and-done situations now. The pressure doesn't build now at all.
No, I mean, in some ways more pressure's off because we know we've had a great season, but you just don't get these opportunities that often either. You want to try to take advantage of it and play your best game. And, you know, I was happy with how we responded this past weekend. I thought we played two very good games back-to-back, and, you know, we'll probably have to play even better next week.
Now, how much is the benefit where you're not just relying on one or two, maybe three guys to give you offense where you have so many guys?
Well, that's why we won this past weekend. I don't think we would have advanced out of the West Regional had we not gotten a play from Boyd Klein, and Nico Sacchetti got a big goal, and then the defenseman chipping in three. And that had been something that had been lacking in the, you know, previous couple of months. That you know, we were winning some low-scoring games, but, you know, we were basically relying on two lines to do it, and that's hard to do. And the more you can get the contributions throughout your lineup, just the easier it becomes. Because, you know what, if one of your top guys doesn't have a great game, or a line, you know, one of your top two lines doesn't produce, if other people are, then you can still be successful.